You needn't be a communist to care about your community.
Don't touch that, it's growing. Be careful, you guys.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
Indeed, you are in the community garden, where, as I said just before, in the last couple of minutes, we have returned to MoveSpace to talk to MoveSpace. We talked to Melissa about everything that's going on, about co-working spaces, what they are, why they're important, if they're important, and what they do, and whether Tamaki Makaurau could benefit a little bit from having a few more of them throughout the city. So I started by asking Melissa to introduce herself and introduce MoveSpace to those of you who didn't catch the initial interview that we did right back at the start of the community garden.
So my name's Melissa. I've been working in MoveSpace for about half a year now, just helping out within the space. And what MoveSpace is, it's a creative community co-working space where people come together, just work on what they're passionate about, and try to help as much as we can within the space.
Amazing. So when we first talked to MoveSpace, there were kind of a few initiatives up and going and a few different kind of markets and lessons. What are the main things that kind of go on? What is MoveSpace most predominantly used for now?
So during the day, we mainly have people coming in and just working, like co-working space. And then at night times, we have different events. Like I would say the most popular ones would be a MoveSpace Live, which is a monthly event. It's a concert, and people come and play some music and drink mild wine, just hang out. There's also things like open mics where people can come and try out their art. Yeah, there's different things happening, like meditations on Wednesdays, and anything creative that people want to put out in the world, we have it here.
Awesome. So you said that during the day it's used as a co-working space. What makes a co-working space?
I guess what makes a co-working space is people tend to come in and are working on their own projects, but the thing about MoveSpace is that it's more than just, you know, individuals coming in. It's people who have become friends and get to, you know, go out for lunch together, and we get to do activities together and help each other out, so that it's a place for people to come and work on things together rather than alone.
Why is it important for people to be working on things together, even if they're doing separate things?
I think it's that sense of connection that we need as people. I guess, personally, when I used to work at home, it was quite isolating, and sometimes you feel like you're by yourself, but when you come into a place, it doesn't matter what you're working on, you know that there's people there to support you and help you in going through the same struggles, and also to bounce ideas off each other and learn new things, which is amazing.
Certainly. Do you think that a city like Tamaki Makaurau is in need of more of these spaces?
I definitely think so. I think there are a lot of people working on their own projects, and they can feel quite lonely. But places like this, you just know that you're not alone, and there's people going through the same struggles, and there's people that you can learn from. And now with so much technology coming out, I feel like there's a loss of connection within the communities. So this is a great way to create more connection between people, yeah.
So something that we kind of note when talking perhaps to a lot of politicians or just talking about general political issues is that a lot of them can be approached from multiple different ways to find a solution, but often those kind of approaches are all in isolation rather than one holistic approach. Do you think shared or co-working spaces are kind of a great step to find more holistic, integrated solutions to things?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know a lot of the time, especially as maybe self-employed business owners, you tend to overwork and try to think of things by yourself. But in reality, you know, we need to get out and talk to people and connect and move and create ideas together, which is where co-working spaces come. Maybe if you're going through something and you need help to solve a solution, there's people around who are willing to help, and that's the beautiful thing about this space. So yeah, I think it's super important and a good step.
You touched on kind of the digital age, as a lot of people like to frame it, in kind of a grand manner. Like, how much of an effect do you think that has had on our working practices, especially for people who are self-employed?
I mean, I guess there's a lot of reliance on technology, right? There's just a lot of connection happening through maybe Instagram and Facebook, but face-to-face isn't happening that much. And even personally, I know when I spend my whole day on the laptop and then I go out into the world, it's like a strange, different atmosphere. And I guess it is creating a lot of isolation within Auckland. So it's a way to go towards your passion. Using technology allows a lot of freedom, but at the same time, it does cause people to be more isolated.
What changes do you think we would see to Auckland or even Aotearoa in a general sense if there were more co-working spaces and perhaps more face-to-face interactions?
I think there would be more happiness. I've seen people come into MoveSpace who previously they just felt alone, I guess, and they've said that, yeah, they've been able to find like-minded people. They're able to have maybe, you know, like if they're having an issue with their business and they need help, they're able to get that support, and it's like that feeling of that you're not alone. It does create happiness and love, I guess. So yeah, that's what I would say.
Are there any events coming up? You've just kind of had your 1 year birthday. That was last month, kind of around a similar date. What's happening in the next week or two at MoveSpace?
I know that on the 21st, on a Sunday, there's, for example, one thing that we do every month is the working bee. So people come together from outside the community and within the members, and we just help each other out, making the space better and more creative. There's also a vegan potluck happening where you can just come and share some food and get to know people. There's comedy night coming up. Probably another MoveSpace live event will be happening soon. And yeah, there's a lot of things. I think it'd be good to check the Facebook page and have a look through there.
Certainly. So where can people find MoveSpace, both digitally and in the real world?
So digitally, we have a website called movespace.nz where people can have a look through and see what happens within the space. We also have a Facebook page called MoveSpace, and same with Instagram. And in the real world, we're just located on Dominion Road, so 473 Dominion Road. You can come get to know the people and come get to see what it's about.
Amazing. I've got one final question for you. Well, it's kind of two-pronged, so perhaps two. I was wondering how you define community and whether you think it's important.
How do I define community? I guess community is a space where people come together constantly and have true love and connection for each other, and they're working towards one goal or one mission. It's not just a group, you know, it's not just a group of people coming together to work on one thing and then breaking apart. It's you actually create relationships and connections, which is what humans need. And I think it's super, super important thing. We definitely need more community spaces of every kind around Auckland, and it's great to hear that people are doing that as well.
I can't reach the potatoes.
Community Garden with Oscar Perez.
I'm going to name this one Cynthia.
Go forth and prosper.